I do not understand the way of the world today. I don't get it. I lost it. Because we had a fairy tale story, we have to have a fairy tale ending. There is no other way that this ends except with love. Because that is what it was to begin with. It's not about me and you. And it's not about you. It's about us. It's about the love that we make. And not sex, love, but just how well things flow and grow while we are together shows how much potential for growth there is. Yet when there is distance between us, we can't seem to function with constant distraction around us. It's impossible to fucking see anything clearly if you're constantly staring at... How are we supposed to know who we are if we can't find that answer within ourselves? Our phones know our deepest, darkest secrets. They know every insecurity that you have. I don't tell lies. And I started not telling lies because I couldn't remember anything. But the fact is that we're so over stimulated with input from screens that we don't know who we are anymore. Everyone is looking for the answers to all their questions, including the one of who am I, which our teenage children are experiencing a crisis alone in that. Because we have left them alone with their devices, they now question who they are. And instead of being good parents and reinforcing what is right for our kids, which is to teach them and guide them towards helping each other as well as humankind in general, that's our job. Not to, yo, leave me alone so that I can watch whatever or play whatever game on my phone or watch porn or argue with this other person that's not there. I learned from 7 days on airplane mode that even if you turn your phone off and put it on airplane mode, the people that you still talk to still get the constant overload of input from the cell phones. It stems your greatest insecurities against you. We all know that they can hear us on our ads, which is how they add up on our phone, because they hear us talk about things and all that, and we know that. Is that not possible that it's the same reason that everyone is miserable? The computer knows how to mimic things that are our fears, but it can't mimic love. It doesn't know how to reproduce the feeling of love. That's why love is the answer. Because if you can look someone in the eyes and tell them that you love them, and look children to their eyes and tell them that you love them, and those people can tell that it's sincere, but when at a distance, the person essentially phase shifts. Because you didn't hear the words verbally from them, makes it so it's not really true. It's so easy to get panicked out and block someone because they don't like what they're saying, or that they are not trying to show you a truth. And that's the beauty of human nature and mankind, is that you're supposed to learn these truths from other people. We're not supposed to buy shit that's brand new. We're supposed to take things and build upon them as a civilization as a whole. Not buy this brand new shit because that's what we're told we want. Your cell phone is playing you. The only one that makes money are the people that display the ads and the people that make the phones. They make more money by you being miserable. All of the companies that used to compete for screen time in our homes now compete for screen time in our hands. They're money magicians. It's all about the money. There is more in it for them if you are sad. You are sad or distraught or angry, you're off balance. Your focus is scattered. You don't know what the fuck is going on. You go to the doctors to get medication for depression to flatten your wavelength. But they're not supposed to do that. Anxiety is creative power. You're not supposed to turn that off. You're supposed to turn that up. It's the creativity of humankind that we are supposed to build upon as a human race. We live in a society, a high beam society, where every person, not all, I apologize, where a majority of people drive with their high beams on all the time. We only care about ourselves because, well, I don't know, that's kind of selfish when I think about it, but I think that a lot of it has to do with the phones. But, no, I fucking lost it. I don't know. I forgot. Everybody, yeah, okay, sorry. High beam society is really like we drive, and we see this in everything when we look at it in certain ways. High beam society. Everybody, you drive with your high beams on so that you can get a better view at night. Well, everybody's got bright lights on their car. And the way the world seems to be is, fuck you, I'm all about me. And it shows now in everything. People hog the road for themselves. I have seen people go from 0 to 20 miles an hour because they were aggravated because they had to slow down for someone to get out of the road when there was like a 2-year-old right there. We live in a society where people only care about themselves. And that's what the error of everything is. That's what the error is. We're not supposed to be all about ourselves. We are a human collective, just like the fucking planet. Nobody seems to care about the fucking planet. The best part is there's nobody out here. Everybody's still in their houses. They're looking at their phones. You're all looking for an answer, but the answer isn't in the phone. The answer's in you. And the answer is outside. Unless you want to make the choice to live in a lie environment, continue to be connected. Whether you even realize it or not, there are subliminal messages that get played to you even through regular messages or symbols at the top of your phone. These things all spur thoughts in our heads. A lot of them always spur insecurities. They are geared and made that way. If this was untrue, people wouldn't hate each other so much. But everybody's only about their own feelings. Not everybody. I do apologize because there are people that care. I don't know. I just know that there can't just be no ending to our story. Like, we were going to be together. It was true. I saw it in your eyes. And even from when you're in your environment, you break away. You're sick. You're stuck at home. You hate everything because you sleep and you look at your phone. And the nighttime is the worst because you're by yourself, alone, and the phone is there. You take the phone in the bathroom. It knows everything you do. You tell it everything you do, and you tell it your biggest fears. And when it comes time for you to grow and to break free, it tries to lure you back. My phone is on airplane mode, has been, still is, as I record this. And it's been 7 days and I don't want to go back. I don't. But you can't not have a phone. It's a... I don't know how to describe it. We all have the freedom of choice, but I don't think that a lot of people know or have made the choice that they're leading most of their existence by a cell phone's dictation. Symbols, numbers, notifications, deleting messages. All these apps watch, you tell it your greatest fears, and it definitely uses them against you. They make more money if you are sitting there staring at your phone watching ads. It's just as simple as that. And nobody benefits from that except for the big companies. Because you're not out being creative. You're not out helping another person. And that's really all it takes, is just helping one other person. I don't care if you fucking feed a homeless person, or if you give somebody a, help them jack up their tire, or if you teach a kid to change a tire. We live with knowledge on tap, and nobody knows anything. We can't remember anything because of sensory information overload. There is no, that's why we're all brain dead. Well, maybe some more than others, but it's all for medication and money. They make money from, you make insurance money when you go to the doctors, when you get your meds, when you have a fucking drug problem and you can't handle life and you go on some fucking street drugs because they were washing up on the beach somewhere in Florida and then you went on a fucking cocaine binge and now you're hooked on fucking coke. When you go to those programs to save yourself so that you can help others, when you go there, that makes them more money. They make more money from doing that. Everybody in that circle does. Drug rehabs, medication, Pfizer, these companies that make all these things. All these things make money. It's not ironic that now we have vaccine all over TV. People are getting injections. We've got these things. And people are just getting them. Yes, I understand your fear. And that's why you want, nobody wants to die. But that's the illusion, and that's where you're being tricked, is because they know that nobody wants to die. They know that nobody wants to be happy. And they know that you are not happy and that you want to be happy. And if you get away from that fucking screen, you will be happy. But you have to set it the fuck down and walk away. I spent all types of time in nature. I'm in the woods right now. We are not living the way nature intended. We have created these phones, these screens, and they control people. Drugs control people. Anxiety controls people. Lack of information controls people. Misinformation controls people. Fear controls people. All these things control people. They all come out of our phone. What does not control people? Love. Love gives the person their power back. There is no other fucking explanation. I know people that go back to shit relationships and die. Oh, that's a big turkey. And die. And then come back to people that genuinely love them. And they are nurtured back to health. And then when they feel better, they take messages from their phone again, and they end up back somewhere they don't belong. They disown everything they know that was true, because love is not a fucking emotion that a computer can make. It is a not comprehensible thing. If you love somebody and you have that connection, you cannot deny it. The person that I fell in love with, I was on no drugs, no phones, no outside stimulus, nothing, just myself. And that's where I fell in love with this person, and that person was in the same. This is the thing. There is no other logical explanation except for the fact that our phones are essentially trapping us. I have done things in this week that I never thought I would do, including turn my phone on airplane mode for 7 fucking days. But yo, I can fly. And the things that I can do are amazing. I did this 7-day airplane mode on accident and didn't realize I was even doing it until halfway through it. It was my birthday, and I lost a very vital piece to everything that I thought I needed and we all needed. At 2 weeks to countdown, it disappeared and was essentially fully removed from my life. I made a decision the following morning I went to the hospital because I really couldn't see a path past it. I didn't know where I was supposed to go. I did essentially, I wanted to die. Like, it's not right and I'm not going to do it. But, right. So I was in the hospital till 12. Well, they released me at 12:30 in the morning on the day after my birthday. But I talked my way into discharge at 11:45 on my birthday after openly telling medical staff that I wanted to shoot myself in the face with a shotgun. When they asked, I told them it was true. Well, we don't need to get into that. The point is that I got a clean bill and was honest on the night of my birthday, and I walked a bunch of miles, a couple hours to get back to where I needed to go. And in the morning, rather than deal with the chaos that was coming from the person that I love more than I love myself, which is okay because I do love myself, the chaos coming from that person was ripping me into pieces. And it was only that made me turn my phone onto airplane mode, because I couldn't read the messages and I couldn't deal with what I could not comprehend, which is I could not understand how this person, who was clearly in love with me, would turn complete 180 and just disappear. The hospital said, oh, so you got ghosted? No, motherfucker, this is like a 5-year thing coming. This is not this person. This is a backwards version of this person. Because the opposite of love is hate. Computer cannot recreate love. That's the fucking answer. And until you love yourself, you cannot help anyone. So I put my phone on airplane mode and I proceeded to do things to get shit out of my head. I have no phone access at this point in time. I do use Spotify for music, but that's it. And I had some time to actually look at myself, and I really came to a realization that I developed a mental disorder from my cell phone and from other people who are having their insecurities reinforced by their cell phones. And it wasn't until I turned off my phone that I realized that how many negative influences were appearing in my world by this thing in my hand. You really don't fully realize it until you set it somewhere and set it and forget it. Walk the fuck away. And you really don't understand how much negative shit comes out of that. Because it's about the money. And the longer you stay with that shit in your hand, the more money all those companies make. Love is the answer. I lost it. It's so easy how we forget things. But you can remember traumatic incidents in our lives. Because we all have had these traumatic things happen to us. Everybody has. All of us. It's just a different kind of traumatic thing. We all have these. They are what make us people. They are what make us individualized. As we are all so much alike with all of the same parts, and we are all so different. It's not about disliking the other people because they're different. It needs love. You need to seek and understand what you don't understand so that you do not have a fear of it. People need to not be afraid that other people are just going to rip them off. We need to fix these issues with our world. It reflects in our children already. Anyone with a child with a smartphone knows how much dumb shit these kids learn from their smartphones. But nobody wants to put down their fucking smartphone and play with their kid. Take them to a creek in the middle of fucking nowhere so they can play like we did when we were kids. No, we would rather look at a screen and take information from that. These children need our fucking help. We are... Okay, they're not... It is our job to make sure that they learn, that they are fed, that they are given the proper information, that they care for our planet. This is what it is. They're supposed to create on top of what we make. We are supposed to raise good fucking people, and that's why everything is so fucked up, because nobody wants to put in the effort that it takes to be a good... I'm sorry, not nobody. My bad, guys. A lot of people don't want to take the effort to put into getting something amazing. And you aren't going to just get something amazing for nothing. That's why you can do drugs and throw your life away in that. That you don't get anything for that. That drugs are a selfish fucking thing. 100%. Hands down. Can't be proved any other way. They are selfish. Overindulgence. I apologize. Overindulgence in drugs is a horrible fucking thing. Because it can hurt everybody. We see it. We've seen it. It's exposed. Everybody was on opiates, 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 opiates. Now everybody's on Xanax, Xanax, Xanax. And everybody's about Xanax, Xanax, Xanax. How is that any different than the opioid epidemic now that we have everybody so anxiety pumped from all the overloaded stimulus that everybody just takes fucking Xanax to solve their problems, but it doesn't solve your fucking problems. And that is the error of the way, is that you have to solve your problems to find your inner truth so that you can help human fucking kind continue to fucking grow. And if you can't face your own truths to find that for yourself, then you will never ever be free. It's only when you stop looking at the money, the you, the you, the you, and when you start looking at everybody as a whole, as well as yourself, that things work. Selfishness breeds nothing but bullshit. We live in this society. High beam fucking society. People put their right away above children's. Because they feel entitled. Why do they feel entitled? Because they don't agree with these people. I don't know how you could not agree with a 2-year-old being near a road in a park. But there are people that just are filled with hate. And those are the people that need the most love. You can't give up on people that you love. But you can't just expect to get something for nothing. You have to give up something in order to get it. In order to get whatever it is. I developed a fucking mental disorder because of my cell phone. Even when I put the notifications on silent, they still came through. And even when I put it on airplane mode, it still connected to Wi-Fi once or twice. And even when I turned that shit off, because somehow it came on and somehow my phone rebooted and it fucking connected again, somehow things still get in. Just like you people protect your bodies, you need to protect the information that's in your eyes and it's your fucking visual input. Stop staring at bullshit all day long. Trust yourself. Go out in the world and help the fucking planet. If there were UFOs and there was another planet anywhere, I mean, have we ever found an Earth and all these planets that we fucking find? No. Don't you think maybe we should fucking protect it because it's so green and fucking water everywhere? Dude, that shit is a rare element in the fucking galaxy, in the all of that shit. We haven't found any. We can see all this shit. There are no other planets like ours, yet we fucking stare at our fucking screens inside and don't care about the planet. And if you want to be just hooked up and do that, that's all good. Do your fucking thing. Don't hurt other people. The planet fucking needs us. Yo, there is nobody out here because there are mask mandates. There's all this crap going on. Nobody is coming out. Everybody is looking at a fucking screen. Unless you're doing shit with your family in your house or you're reading, you have a fucking screen. And every fucking screen at this point knows what the fuck you don't like and what you do like. 100% guaranteed. Nobody can deny that. It is a system that is telling you what you are afraid of. And the more you give it, the more it will use that information to keep you on there. There is no answer in your phone. There is no answer. It's not even a phone. It's a mind control device. Look it up. There is no answer in there. You're lost and you don't know who you are. The people that have showed you unconditional love, regardless of what you looked like, what you had, any of that shit, how you looked when you fucking farted, who cares? The people that loved you, those are the people, those are the ones that you need to be around. Not the ones that try to get you to do something that they want. The ones that want to see you be the best version of yourself. Because that's what this shit is about. Get the fuck away from the people that are telling you that you aren't fucking good enough. Because you are. I was a homeless fucking junkie. 4 years ago. 5 years ago. I'm not afraid of anything. I have full custody of my kid. He gets more love than he... He gets plenty of love. The answer is not in your phone anymore. The answer is out here. And if, well, you want to waste this fucking beautiful planet and waste the time you got here, you're more than welcome to sit inside and do it. But the world is beautiful out here. And I'm going to show all you motherfuckers. Watch me fly. What?